Still a Motown Monday and giving love to Stevie Wonder, baby. Ah, so, of course, everybody's career is not, you know, as star-studded as you think, because I'm really reading into it right now. And then after they recorded the 1963 album, Recorded Live, The 12-Year-Old Genius, The Fingertips became out in that May of 63. It was a major hit, and everybody loved them. It hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 when Stevie Wonder was 13, making him the youngest ever to top the charts. And after that, it went to the R&B charts. When he got older, some Motown executive was considering canceling his contract because, you know, his voice was changing. You know, new records weren't as successful. And Stevie appeared in a couple of movies. He was appeared in a couple of movies as himself, Muscle Beach Party and Bikini Beach, but these weren't successful movies either, so they were considering dropping him from the label. But label president Sylvia Moy, thank you. It's like, talk to Barry. He's like, oh, come on, give him another chance. Give him another chance. You know, wait as his voice, you know, settled into, you know, to his man voice. They created the hit, you know, after they dropped a little from his name, because now he's getting older now, you know. So they created the hit, Uptight, Everything's All Right, had another hit. And with A Child's Heart, Blown in the Wind, and he had a hit with Bob Dylan, believe it or not. And it was co-sung by his mentor and producer, Clarence Ball. Okay, and he composed a bunch of songs, especially Tears of a Clown for none other than Smokey Robinson. So Stevie Wonder was on his way, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. Little Stevie Wonder wasn't little no more, right here on DTX Jams.